Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I'm with Americana folk duo The Rough and Tumble. And we have something extra exciting to share on this Talkin' Music program. We're actually doing this interview in the listening room at Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose. Welcome, Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. You just came over some mountains from Salida.
Yeah. We unexpected mountains is what we call those.
We should probably the Rockies.
Yeah, the Rockies. I guess anytime you're driving in Colorado, you should expect the mountains. We did not do sufficient research ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You're here, and that's great. Have you been to the Western Slope before, of Colorado?
Yes,
we have. We've toured around here. Couple years ago, we spent a good January, February around here.
We really got to figure out how to come in the summer.
Yeah, we hear it's gorgeous in the summer.
But, those are like the coldest months that you could be here, but you know, it's still beautiful.
Yeah, we saw a whole bunch of people ice fishing out on the lake.
Yeah.
And
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Your most recent album is called Howling Back at the Wounded Dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to play a song off this album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Called The Hardest Part.
Yeah, this is the opening track. We wrote it after a failed attempt at climbing a mountain in Vermont. Mountains in Vermont are much like mountains here in Colorado, where they just go straight up. And we were not expecting that.
We clearly don't do any geographical research.
Right.
For being a traveling folk band and living on the road for the last 5 years, you'd think we'd be a lot better at this.
Yeah, we could just like Google Map it or something.
We're not.
But this song is called The Hardest Part.
Well, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. I was named for the struggle. Weight shifting, arms lifting, headstrong and hitting what's not coming. Well, you named for the road. Well, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over till the next hardest part. There's a headlight out there somewhere. You'll beckon what's wrecking us with every step in the wrong direction. Well, there's a porch light waiting here. Yeah, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. You can promise me a never if you promise me forever. Oh, oh, oh. You can promise me a never if you said we'd be together. Oh. Oh, I'll never hurt that way again. I'll never hurt that way again. I'm not still standing here for nothing. No stripping, eyes flicking, calling shots and making ultimatums. Don't let the road rise up to meet you. Don't let the road rise up to meet you. You're not still standing here for nothing either. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part.
That was The Hardest Part by The Rough and Tumble. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, who make up The Rough and Tumble. That song has so much emotion.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Yeah, we wrote it mid-fight. We had been literally fighting the entire day, and by the time we got to the end of the day, we had to think of something else. And so I told Scott to get his guitar out and we would just try it to see how it would go. And I wouldn't ever do that again.
Yeah, there are other better ways to
work out
an argument.
Marital issues, yeah. But that one finally worked out. So I think we still continued fighting afterwards, though. But the next day was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good. It definitely sounds like a very personal song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's relatable.
We're glad to hear that. You know, I always hope that we're not the only couple who argues. Yeah. So.
Well, I think it's taken other people, like when we don't introduce that song in any way, I think a lot of people have taken to it from different angles too, I think politically, socially, relationally. I think a lot of people have taken that as a mantra anyway, in a way that, you know, is really rewarding for us as songwriters, that it can kind of surpass just this one argument we had somewhere in Vermont one time, which it's always rewarding, I think, when a song moves outside of ourselves.
Yeah. I also, because I listened back through a lot of your other albums, and I feel like, Mallory, your voice is really coming through in this album. Mm. It's more predominant than previous albums.
Yeah.
And so what was the
impetus for that?
The shift,
Yeah, we didn't actually realize that until after we had recorded the album as well. And when we went back to listen, we realized that, oh, this is actually a very Mallory-heavy album. And not for us not writing together. We do all of our writing together. Everything that we do is 50-50. Even if one or the other of us writes more or less, we consider it all half and half. It keeps us from arguing.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, though, that this was a Mallory-heavy album. At the beginning of, 2018?
Yeah.
Mallory just kind of looked at me and said, this is going to be my year of honesty. And then she was
honest
for the rest of the year.
And it was a very weird experience. I can't remember what it was, but somebody had asked me, like, what kind of salad dressing I wanted or something like that. And I was like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's fine, whatever. And I realized, like, I can't live my life like this. Like, I actually just have to be honest. And so I spent a year trying really hard to answer honestly. Even if that was somebody saying, hey, how are you doing? I had to be like, oh, let me actually make an assessment real quick and respond to you. So that ended up being a really interesting year. And it's carried on for sure.
Yeah.
But that year of honesty also required me to be honest with myself. And so that year I uncovered quite a bit of like trauma that I had been pushing down for years and years. And so that album definitely pushed itself out of me just because I opened up my wounds, essentially, which allowed them to heal, I think.
I think you found your voice.
Yeah. At last.
Not that you weren't singing, but really, you know, if you compare previous albums to Howling Back at the Wounded Dog, is that you, the wounded dog?
Yeah, sometimes it's me. Sometimes I feel like I'm the one howling, and sometimes I feel like I'm the wounded dog. Mm-hmm. So, but
yeah, well, balance is good.
Yeah, yeah.
You're working on a new album.
We are.
You have a new song for us. Talk to us about this song and this album and what's going on.
Yeah. So this song is called I Want to Be Your Monkey Around. And it kind of started off because Mallory was given a nose flute in Savannah. And
so then we had to write a song to accommodate my newfound gift,
obviously,
of the nose flute. What's funny is the new album that's coming up is called We're Only Family If You Say So. And this particular song is kind of the outlier. It is the song that is furthest from the rest of the material. But it's a song that is, well, it gives everything a bit of levity.
Yeah.
The new album is definitely us really digging into some familial issues, mostly my family. And so this song is sort of the bright shining star of the album that can give everybody a breath of fresh air. So you want to play it?
Yeah, let's do it. This song is called I Want to Be Your Monkey Around.
I want to be your monkey around, your monkey around, your monkey around. I want to be your monkey around, want to monkey around with you. I want to be your boot and scoot, your ball and chain, your kissing boot. I want to be your monkey around. I want to monkey and a monkey and a monkey and around with you. I want to be your hang around, your get up bag when you're leaving town. I want to be stuck next to you. I want to be your Velcro shoe. Woo! I want to be your monkey around, your monkey around, your monkey around. I want to be your monkey around. I want a monkey and a monkey and a monkey and around with you.
Let's hear it.
Takes all you got. I want to be your coffee pot when the day is next to done. I want to be your only one. I want to be your monkey around, your monkey around, your monkey around. I want to be your monkey around, want to monkey around with you. I want to be your boot scoot, your ball and chain, your kissing boot. I want to be your monkey around, want a monkey and a monkey and a monkey and around with you.
One more time.
Sauce, mashed potatoes, you're putting too. I'm just mush bananas for you. Woo! I wanna be your monkey around, your monkey around, your monkey around. I wanna be your monkey around. I wanna be your monkey around, your monkey around, your monkey around. I wanna be your monkey around, wanna monkey around with you. I wanna be your boot and scoot, your ball and chain, your kissing boot. I wanna be your monkey around, wanna monkey.
That was a song called I Want to Be Your Monkey Around off the Rough and Tumble's upcoming album, We're Only Family If You Say So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Turns out you're really amazing at the nose flute.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like a lot of times people feel very intimidated by my gift. But
we've decided we're calling it a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift. And so we've been trying to downplay it a little bit so that people know that I'm still very approachable as a person and, you know, haven't quite reached that celebrity status that we know that I'm worthy of with the in the nose fluting, flouting world. Fluting?
Okay, in all seriousness, how do you play the nose flute?
Yeah, it is actually through your nose. So like you put it up next to your nose and then you you keep your mouth open and but you block off the back of your throat. So your mouth is essentially like the sound chamber that it's resonating through, and then you only blow out of your nose. And so how big or small you make the inside of your mouth will determine the pitch. So like if it's really wide and open, it'll get higher, and then lower will be like down like this. I tried to make that radio friendly.
Did you see that? That was great. You did a great job.
Thank you.
And you've been playing it for 1 year.
1 year. Yeah. I know. It's pretty amazing.
We actually bought nose flutes with the Rough and Tumble insignia on it, and we've been selling them at shows. And
they sell better than any of our other merchandise.
It's true.
It's amazing.
They make great stocking stuffers, you know?
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with the band The Rough and Tumble. We're at Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose, and we're talking about their music and their last album and upcoming album, which is We're Only Family If You Say So. What else can we expect on this album?
A lot. We really dug into it, and we started kind of writing this upcoming album immediately after we released the last one, and it all kind of happened in this 3-month period where a lot of stuff just happened in our personal lives, and it touches on a lot of different things from our childhoods and to just kind of how we're feeling as human beings walking through you know, 2020.
Yeah, and what it's like to have parents when you're 30 years old and how that relationship changes and what that looks like too. I think nobody can deny, regardless of where you stand, that the climate is very different now between between family members, between like parents and children. And I think the age gap is getting even further and further. And me with my parent, like we are no longer speaking. Like they actually broke up with me, which was part of the reason that I know, funny, my parents broke up with me. I never thought I'd see the day. but that's part of the reason we wrote this album, is to sort of like figure out what is the root of this and how do we express our anger, but also figure out what's going wrong and see if we can mend it in some way. Yeah. So, or at least mend ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very introspective and I appreciate that.
Which is why Monkey Around is quite the outsider.
The outlier, yeah.
That's the fun song.
You can get through the whole album, feel really heavy, and then all of a sudden we'll give you this Monkey Around so that you can go on with your life.
Yeah. I think it's important to have that.
It is. You know, I one time heard that acting is so good for you as a person because you get to experience all of those emotions, you know, that I think maybe you told me this. Mm. But you know, you act out these emotions and that just it has a way of centering you and of you know, helping you realize what those emotions are when you then go out and feel them in your everyday life.
Well, it's also the same reason that it's so healthy for couples to watch like romantic movies together, because they're able to look at somebody outside of themselves and talk about their issues between themselves, but be casting it on someone else and be like, oh, I can't believe he did that. This is how I would feel if somebody ever did that to me, you know? And it's this way of being able to let somebody else take the emotional labor and allow you to still work out your issues.
Which is what you do through your music.
Exactly. Which is what we're hoping to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got another kind of upbeat, fun song
we'll
for
it back
us.
Up, huh?
Yeah. This song called High Fly is actually my favorite off your album, Howling Back at the Wounded Dog. And I'm so excited you're going to play it for us today.
High fly, didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly, didn't I wait? High fly. Up through the winter, waiting for the ice to break. Oh, fly, I didn't wait. Now I'm just a river and I'm looking for a name.
High fly, didn't I wait? High fly, didn't I wait? Didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly, I didn't I wait? Mud is rolling down over the mountain with the rain. Oh, high fly, didn't I wait? Valley filling up, but you've been looking for a change. Oh, high fly, didn't I wait? High fly, didn't I wait? Didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly, didn't I wait?
I've been waiting for the day to break. Are you on your way? Didn't I wait? Oh, didn't I wait? Ooh, I've been waiting for the day to break. Sugar in the branches and sugar in the bay. High fly, didn't I wait? Slugging 40 gallons for a bucket full of taste. Oh, didn't I wait? Sugar in the cupboard and sugar for the weight. Oh, high fly, didn't I wait? High fly, didn't I wait? Didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly, didn't I? High fly.
That was High Fly, a song by the Rough and Tumble off their most recent album, Howling Back at the Wounded Dog. That's my favorite song off that album. And again, Mallory, just really feeling your voice and the emotion, and you let loose in that song. And you both kind of do in different ways.
Yeah.
I think, Scott, you do more musically, and Mallory, you're just kind of wailing.
Yeah. Like, my whole body's tired.
Yeah. And it's super fun to see you, too, because, you know, there's stomping going on, and it's energetic.
Well, I realized part of the way through that I was stomping and potentially messing things up, I tried to...
Whenever we're recording, it's, you know, stomping becomes an issue.
Yeah.
You two are married.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Our anniversary is actually tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Special.
Leap year day.
Yeah, it'll be the first time...
And fourth anniversary.
Our first and fourth anniversary, yeah.
Are you going to celebrate twice?
We usually do. Every other year we have, because we couldn't decide which day it actually is, if it's the 28th or the 1st. And so, but tomorrow we're decidedly going to celebrate once.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing music together?
Oh, yeah. About 12
years? 13
years. 13 years? Yeah.
We met at an artist colony on Martha's Vineyard while we were both seniors in college. Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of winter.
In the middle of winter. It was very cold. And
we're not very good at seasons.
Nope. Yeah. And so then we moved down to Asheville, North Carolina, where we joined an artist colony,
another artist colony,
and that one didn't work out so well. And so Mallory ended up in Nashville, and I followed suit a couple months later. And then we started this band. That was nine years ago.
Yeah, and then a couple years after that, we decided to start dating, and then we got the camper 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then we got married after that, so that we weren't camping in sin anymore.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Let's do it the right way, guys.
Yeah, that's I know. Right. Yeah.
Grandma was very relieved, right, Scott?
Make it right. Make it right.
So you've been on the road in your camper for 5 years.
For 5 years, yep. 5 years in April.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
We're on our fourth axle. I think we're on our fourth axle. We need to get the sides stapled back in. They don't make campers very well, you know.
Yeah.
But it's going great.
Well.
It's going really well.
Definitely. There was a learning curve for sure. Like a 4.5 year learning curve.
Yeah, I'd say
but
so.
These last couple months have been great.
Just smooth sailing along. Yeah.
Except for the repairs. Other than that, it's been awesome.
It's great.
No, it really has, though. I feel like we had to figure things out very fast. I think maybe faster than other couples might have to deal with things. But that's also the nature of being like in a job with the person that you're married to as well. And like being creative together. Mm-hmm. We've had to figure out a lot of things, I think, a lot sooner than maybe other couples have.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what that says for the longevity of our relationship.
We're just taking this at
top speed.
Yeah.
That's why we got married on leap year day, to try and keep it young.
Yeah.
You know,
nice. What's your route? Do you have a route that you frequent?
Yeah, you know, generally we try and just follow the birds. You know, go south in the winter and head north in the summer.
Are you doing here right now?
That's not a very accurate statement.
No.
Well, the thing is, though, I also love snow. Like, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I miss it. I miss the seasons a lot, and the idea of just following the sunshine all the time didn't feel like very good songwriting fodder either.
Yeah.
So we keep trying to dip our toes into the seasons, even if it's detrimental to us as people and to our home. But
this year, we started the year off in Tallahassee, Florida, and we've been slowly making our way west, and we're going to hit California, where my family is. We're going to stay there for maybe a month, and then we start driving.
I like that you said maybe a month.
We'll see how it goes. And then we start heading north, and we don't stop until we get to Alaska.
Oh, cool.
We're going to be spending June up in Alaska and kind of working our way back down after that.
We've never been before, and we felt like after 5 years in the camper, we were ready for a new adventure, like something that makes us feel like we are potentially in serious danger.
Yeah.
So we're going to go do that.
Yeah. Ooh, can you write a song about the grizzly bears?
Oh, man. Every time we talk about Alaska, people talk about the bears. And I want to say that it doesn't bother me much, but I'm terrified for sure.
Get a guide.
Yeah.
That's a good.
We have two very large dogs, too. So it's kind of one of those things that I don't know if that's going to work to our benefit or decidedly not.
Against it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of dogs, you're going to play the title track off your recent album, Howling at the Moon. And we won't hear your dogs on the acoustic version here, but on the album version, you've got your dogs at the end of the track, which I love.
Yeah, that's Magpie. She's kind of the singer.
Of the family.
Of the family.
Yeah.
she'll sing whenever we start to sing. So, but yeah, this song is called Howl at the Moon, and it's kind of about, it's about wolves, and it's about, you know, finding your pack. And you know, wolves, when they're in the wild, they howl to harmonize with one another. So that's kind of what this song's about. It's called Howl at the Moon.
Let's howl at the moon, howl at the moon, don't you want to? Why stop at the moon? Let's throw in sun and stars and planets and the clear blue too. Maybe wild dogs could keep us from the path we picked to go at all along. So what if we can't beat them? Who said we needed roads to go back home? Let's start moving soon. Start moving soon. Don't you want to? Start moving soon. We'll check the streams and breathe the wind to find our food. Tamer dogs have kept us from doing what it is we want to do. There's not a law that can keep us cooped up, being wild and free. And
that was a song called Howl at the Moon by the Rough and Tumble. And Mallory and Scott, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with KBNF before your show at Healthy Rhythm here in Montrose.
Thanks for coming on out, too.
This is so fun.
And where can our listeners find your music and stay up to date with tour dates?
Yeah, we are everywhere on the internet.
www.theroughandtumble.com. Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Spotify or Apple Music, YouTube, just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, stay in touch and definitely let us know when your new album, We're Only Family, If You Say So, comes out. Yeah. Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah, we're pumped.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to the Rough and Tumble's music. Thank you for listening.